and live longer as an actual Homo sapien, a species. There's no absolute proof that we are living longer than we did thousands of years ago, as far as the potential or the maximum potential of the human being. But there's no doubt that we're living longer because of our environment and our response to our environment and our health care and our perspective on life. So even though we may not be living longer on a, as far as the Homo sapiens, we're living longer as far as a culture. And wealth correlates with that. There's a great book that's a great series of books called The Book of Wealth. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of this, by Hubert Hal Bancroft. But it's a phenomenal 10-volume series on every culture recorded in history of how they have built wealth. The people in that culture, religions, philosophers, the institutions, how they built wealth, and how it influenced the culture and the longevity and the lastingness of the culture. And just as it does in a culture, it works in our lives. If we develop wealth in our lives and maintain, in a sense, a stability in our financial situation, we definitely live longer. Not only because it provides a better lifestyle, an easier lifestyle, and we have more options and freedoms to do the things we love and are inspired by, but it is just definitely correlated with having a stability financially. We definitely live longer. So we already have that advantage. Many of us have the genetic advantage, but we also have the financial advantage. Now, in addition to the genetic code and also wealth, there are a number of aspects in our body. The entire body itself is broken down into systems. We've got the brain, we've got the cardiovascular system, all these different systems, digestive systems. I'd like to go through each one of those and apply certain things that we could do to maximize the potential of those systems, to enhance our longevity, if you will. I'd like to start with the brain, the nervous system, because as you know, that's the master controller of the body. A person who has mastery over their mind and mastery over their brain function literally has mastery over their physiology. It's been shown that a person who has a coherent and clearly focused and very inspired mind tends to literally change the physiology. It's been shown at the Institute of Heart Math in California that a person who has love and appreciation and they're feeling those states of mind and they have a clear, focused intent in life, they set up a field, electromagnetic field around their body that goes out even measurable to 12 feet around their body. Their brain, electroencephalograph, and their heart, electrocardiograph, work in a phase lock, what they call coherency and resonation and harmony. And what happens is the body organizes itself and functions at peak potential. So the mind, if it's really clear and really inspired and focused on something, and there has love and appreciation for life, it's been shown the water molecules in the body and the organs in the body and the tissues in the body function at their maximum potential. So the first principle of the brain and the mind is that people who have a purpose and people who have a will and something that inspires them and something that they want to live for live longer than people who obviously have given up. Let me give you an example and a story. I was lecturing for the last 18 years for this one conference in this one organization in Dallas. And the gentleman who founded this was in his 70s. And he had built this amazing school and amazing outreach across the world in his organization. But what happened is he came across a situation that was overwhelming to him. He reached his Peter principle, you might say. He's reached his level of incompetency and reached a point where he was so stressed by an event dealing with his former wife that he gave up. He lost his vision. He lost his dream. When a person loses their dream and loses their vision and loses their will and loses their inspiration and has nothing to live for, it's been shown that the cardiovascular system doesn't do as well, and we have a higher probability of strokes. In fact, this is what happened to this gentleman. He had a stroke, and then he was bitter and angry about what had happened around this relationship that he had broken up on, and he gave up. He lost his dream, lost his vision. So longevity has absolutely a correlation with people that have something to live for, something to will for. Now, that may be not necessarily a business. Each person has a different set of values. Some people have on their highest value their family. And so they have something they want to live for, maybe a great-grandchild. Other people have on their highest values a business. And so they may want to have a business that they want to dedicate their lives to. Other people have some social reform and some cause in society that they want to dedicate their lives to. But having a cause bigger than your body that you can inspire your life by and give a cause to, give energies to, without a question, adds life to years and years to life. Because it's something that takes you out of yourself. You know, if we look, if I was standing up here and I was thinking about me as I was talking, and I was anxious and fearful, I'd be thinking about me. And the second I step out and I think about you and I focus on my message, I don't notice me.